This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast, Lork has fallen.
He's just thinking, like, I don't think Gorum backed me. I think that he chose the orcs.
But the battle for Red Lake Fort rages on.
This has to be the worst situation you've ever been in. There's bodies everywhere!
And when all hope seems lost...
Meanwhile, back at the dam...
Galabras turns to the heavens for salvation.
Come on!
Get out of here!
The adventure continues.
I think it's safe to say that this has never been done again.
Now...
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another week of Make-Believe Pretend Time with your old friends Troy, Skid, Matthew, Grant, and me, Joe O'Brien, bossy rules lawyer, and terrible dice roller. It's good to be back with you guys after a long week of waiting to find out the fate of our heroes. Their fate shall be revealed soon enough. But first, some GCP business. If you are participating in Cannon Fodder Trivia, that's going to end this week. So make sure you get all of your answers in by this Friday, September 30th, if you want to be the winner of that sweet Bestiary 5 Pawns box, courtesy of our friends at Paizo. And this week, I would like to give a shout out to someone who I truly believe does not see this coming. I don't even know his real name. I don't even know it's a him, actually, now that I think about it. I assume it is. Harv in the Paint is the handle of a person that actually also started a subreddit for the GCP independently from the one that I mentioned in my intro in episode 64. Harv had some great comments on there when I came across it, including a short but great thread on the funniest moments so far in the show. I was just cracking up, like remembering these things through the eyes of the fans. It was awesome. Well, after my intro to episode 64 published, he very graciously posted that he didn't realize there was another subreddit out there and that he'd be migrating over to that one. His final post was, quote, "Perception check failed. Hey, everyone. Before I created this sub, I searched for other GCP subs, but I obviously lorked and failed my perception." Well, anyone who knows that to lork is a verb that means to completely and utterly fail is definitely a true fan of the pod. Thanks for starting the sub, Harv. We hope you continue to write your thoughts on the show. Guys, that's all I got this week. This is a quick one. Let's get into the show. Let's get back to the action. Remember to leave us a review on iTunes if you haven't already. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And create a viral video with you getting shot out of a catapult in a lork suit. Just so we can crack that 1 million fan milestone we've been going for. Hey, guys, let's build this community.
Please stay tuned for a message from our legal team. Contrary to Mr. O'Brien's recent comments, the Glass Cannon podcast in no way condones or supports any of our fans launching themselves from a catapult. We must strictly insist that you do not launch yourself from a catapult, as this could result in dismemberment and or permanent death.
That's it from me, guys. Have a fantastic week. I will see you on the other side. Please enjoy episode 70. Gar and away.
You are aware that the only way that Lork can possibly survive is if Della full round actions him a potion, which is going to provoke from two giants. And she has like 7 total hit points remaining.
From two giants?
Yep. Well, unless the elemental can spell the...
So, you know, it's really, really tough.
I mean, I'm going to do it, but...
Well, to have the elemental go first.
I'm going to, but right. Even I mean, it's not a guarantee it'll hit, and it doesn't do that much damage.
Have the elemental.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you hold, have the elemental go, you've got to kill that giant, because then you can 5-foot step and heal Lork without taking a attack of opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, that's my plan, but I have to. That depends on the elemental hitting the giant and killing it with 1d6 plus 3.
Anybody got any ball caps left?
I do.
Yeah, Skid's got at least one, I think. He burned two.
Mm-hmm. I have one left.
I threw mine in earlier.
This
it worked.
We should be recording this. This is all great.
We are.
This is. Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Are we live?
Oh, yeah. God. We're live.
We're live.
Wait, this is actually happening?
Yeah.
This turned into like an episode of Mark Maron.
What is this, cannon fodder? Nope. It's episode 70.
70?
How the... That was weird.
That really sounded canned.
We tried to harmonize at the beginning of last episode, and that was really good. You sounded like a couple of kids. 70?
Hey, guys, congrats on your podcast. 70 episodes. That's a lot.
That's a platinum anniversary.
Yes, yes. Is it really 70?
No.
Is that 75?
Do we do champagne at 75, or are we going to wait till 100?
I think we're going to wait till 100.
Yeah, we'll wait till 100.
Like
yeah.
You guys need an excuse to drink.
You watch your mouth, I'll hit you.
Careful, he's an angry drunk.
I've been. Troy, have you found the will to drink again since last week?
I'm back.
I'm back, baby.
Feeling good. Again. Had a couple before you came over. You know, I feel like a broken record. We say this a lot. But come on. This has to be the worst situation you've ever been in.
It absolutely is.
Yep.
The onion of evil. The onion of evil.
Yeah. I will say, having a week to think about it, it's really hard to imagine Lort coming out of it. Even with your generosity.
Right. Without my generosity, he's dead.
Dead. Permanent death.
This Troy is the thing generosity. About GM rules.
Yes.
You know, I'm choosing to let the victor's belt continue your
make
rage.
Him a victor.
Right.
Second-rate victor.
But I have no problem if Della doesn't survive here just letting you die. Because you did it to yourself.
Yeah, that's true. And I rolled the die.
Just remember, whatever the outcome of this situation is, if you survive or not, and right now, survival... Matthew, you're good at probability. What would you say the survival rate is right now for everyone?
Let me calculate that for a minute. carry the one. Slim to none.
3D100s later. Yes.
Leroy
It's very,
Jenkins.
Very small. Here's the scene. Baron may live.
Right.
May, if he... runs at top speed after everyone else dies.
Well, actually, I have this image of Della going down, trying to heal Lork, right? Then going down. Then Ingrahild, boom, going down. And then I imagine them all coming at Baron and him just picking them off one by one as they try to close the distance.
Ba-dang.
Just like, pow, pow,
in the end,
pow,
he just
pow,
climbs
pow.
Up a body of orcs.
Yeah.
I am Baron Redlake. This will be my fort.
This is my fork now.
This is my fork now.
No, but I've been also, like, besides all that, I've been thinking two things. One, would the better order, if we had known everything we know now, been for, even without that crazy monster that showed up, for Gell to open the water lock and then the top lock? So, because I'm just wondering, when all the water rushes through, like, how's Gell going to swim out of there?
I can fly.
He can
fly. He's got a couple rounds left to fly.
Like an eagle.
So,
But yeah, and even then,
I would say Gell has bigger problems than getting out of there, but that is a good question.
Gell's problems, I would imagine, are getting grappled.
Yes, and yeah. This is a huge,
some giant creature.
Huge creature. It is a giant gar.
I know what that is.
Yeah, it's kind of got a long bottleneck mouth, but it is a huge creature. It is.
It sort of looks like a giant, kind of. Like a giant shark.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of.
Huge as in game mechanic huge?
Yes, as in game mechanic huge.
Great.
And it is rushing at Galabras. Meanwhile, back in the courtyard, you have one of the bodyguards dead. One of them below zero, Kargik below zero. Like they're just living off of ferocity right now. At least in Kargik's case, actually Kargik is right at zero. He's disabled. He only gets one attack with his great sword that's doing 25 points a hit. The only thing that can really save Della right now is this elemental.
That's right.
The magic crit air elemental.
I could have just chosen the other crit and done double damage and killed it, but that's not... That's just...
Neither here nor there.
Did you take hindsight as a feat?
No, I took neurotic regret.
This is just a horrible scene. And meanwhile, Drosia is still standing there with a knife to her neck by one of the orcs.
Yeah, that guy's got a lot of self-discipline there through this entire combat.
I imagine he's just like, I don't know what to do.
Well, but also, if you think about it, this entire combat, quote-unquote, it's less than a minute. It's seconds.
30 seconds.
Right, this all happened very, very quickly.
Lork went from brave to on the ground in about 12 seconds.
Right. I got this, guys. the bell is ringing. Ding, 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 ding. The orcs on the barricade. Galabras gave this amazing speech, and it shook more than half of them. Mm-hmm. And now they see the fort falling, but all they got to do is look to the right and see 2-3 dozen orcs joining them. Are they going to come down and join the fray? Things are not great. And Galabras has a chance to save you all. But right now, he has to make a decision between... Well, actually, he doesn't have much of a decision. He can lift the latch, and he's going to get attacked. But he swam in there, or he can attack it. Galabras can either possibly save your lives, but maybe die in the process, or try and attack this huge creature. Galabras, the choice is yours.
There is only one choice. I will pull the latch and face my fate, whatever it may be.
Galabras. Chunk! Pulls the latch. The water starts rushing in. The giant gar attacks Galabras. That's awesome.
But now thank you, Sirenscape underwater sound set.
I changed my mind after hearing.
There's only one choice. Run!
25 to hit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's a hit.
It's Galabras for 21 points of damage. Attempts to grapple Galabras. 30.
Oh, shit.
Are we starting the drowning timer again? Remember that fun old gem?
He'll die long before he drowns. Galabras is in the jaws of this mighty creature. But he is possibly... saved all of you. If you can survive what's happening in the courtyard.
Holy shit. Can we just take a minute to reflect upon what a shitty vacation spot the River Esk is? I mean, honestly.
But property values are at an all-time high.
Get in while you can.
It is round 7, if I kept this correct over the week. Mind you, Ingrahill's almost dead, too. Della.
Del's going to hold and let the air elemental go first.
Look at Grant's face.
And I give you a, from across the sea, I give you a bottle cap. My last remaining bottle cap.
Okay. So
for
roll.
For this elemental's attack.
I'm going to roll twice. Elemental goes to slam the bodyguard.
So, yeah. Please, air elemental. Please.
27 to hit.
Yeah!
Roll twice for damage, too. I just made that up.
Did you roll both d20s?
Yep.
You might have crit on one. Okay, 27. 27 to hit!
Ooh. 7 points of damage.
The bodyguard is dead.
Yes!
Oh my god, that's so huge.
You hear Harry Connick Jr.! Harry Connick Jr.!
Harry Connick Jr., yes.
The window of my Harry Connick Jr. Send in the memes.
Okay, and Della will act. She will take a 5-foot step.
Long arm?
No.
I forgot about long arm.
Oh, I was considering it when I was invisible. Del takes a 5-foot step and sheathes her scimitar to...
Can't do it.
As a move action? Part of a move action?
Nope. It's a move action.
Drop that scimitar, baby.
You can't... drawing it is part of a move
You don't
action.
Need to sheathe your scimitar to deliver a potion.
All right. Well, then I just still do the potion. I force this down your half-tusk throat, then.
Yes. Do you... 5-foot step away from Karger, or yes. Should I take that attack of opportunity?
No, I 5-foot step away.
You know what I'll take? No, I'm kidding. 5-foot step away from Karger as a full round action.
I'm going to force
a potion.
Cure moderate.
Cure moderate. You saving Sirius for somebody else?
I don't have a Sirius.
Imagine if he was hoarding Sirius.
Is Karger still huge? Still?
Karger is still huge. And large person is like 1 minute
giant.
Per level. Giant, large.
It's +3 for cure moderate?
Yes.
8 points.
Eight
Not
points.
Great.
Oh, Lork rises.
Is Lork
it's
awake?
Been a week.
Yes.
Lork is awake.
Lork is awake. And it's so funny because he'll probably just die anyway. Well,
sense.
actually, I'm sorry. He's not within Kargik's range.
No, he's not.
He is not within Kargik's range.
Della says,
you might want to stay down. Just play dead.
Never.
Kargik takes a disabled step towards Della.
Shit. This is such a fucking awful, awful, awful.
And swings.
Wait, no.
No.
No, he.
If he's disabled, he can't.
He can. It's a 5 foot step. Remember, it's a free action now. The 5 foot step is a free action.
Oh, okay.
18.
Miss.
Oh! How is that possible?
Della.
19 AC?
That's how it's possible.
Let me give you a heads up. I rolled a 2 on the die.
Jesus.
I rolled a 2 on the die.
Plus 16 to hit.
Let me give you a bottle cap to roll that again. Is that, no.
And by the way, it's good. The bottle cap was essential because I rolled a like an 18 and a 2.
Oh, thank God.
Lork, you are awake.
Yes.
Are you still raging? That last round of rage?
Yes.
Yes. So when you fall out of your rage, you'll go back to your last ferocious round.
Yes.
So what do you do?
I am going to...
Come on, Lork.
I am going to drink a potion of Cure Moderate Wounds.
Okay.
While I'm on the ground. And I'm still, I think, out of his reach. Oh, wait. Well, Oh, no, he didn't take one. I'm at 10 feet away from him, so how does that work?
Sounds like somebody has to roll a sleight of hand.
Okay. Sleight of hand is really one of his highest skills. Yeah, he doesn't even have it.
So, I mean, there's a lot else going on, so you're going to get bonuses.
I don't think you can run sleight of hand untrained.
Yeah, you can't technically do that. I could do a stealth check.
Yeah, stealth.
Let's do a stealth, Lork.
Trying to sneakily
19.
Drink this potion.
19.
Cargic. He's got other things going on.
All right.
Doesn't see you drink the potion.
Huge. Huge. And
if I took that attack of opportunity, we would lose listeners.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I healed 11. I'm going to... God. So basically, I want to withdraw... And we've had this issue before. It's like, can you withdraw while you're on the ground? Can you, like, roll or crawl? And I think we've said we can't do it.
Right.
Which is tough. Because basically I want to, like, use my quick runner shirt and try to get out of there, but it just doesn't work. So I'm just going to stay on the ground, assuming he still hasn't seen me. Just, like, kind of sip it.
No, but the quick runner shirt gives you an extra move action.
Right, but I'll provoke standing up.
Is he...
And then provoke again moving away.
Is
like,
he in range?
Yeah, he's just at the edge of the range.
Yeah. Can you crawl away?
Well, that's what I was just saying. It's like, can I? If I do, I think it provokes.
I'm not familiar with the Pathfinder crawling rules.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Basically, I if I get up and move away, and he'll just hit me, and I'll just die, you know, permanently.
Correct.
So I might barely not be permanently dead, but... God, it's so hard. I'm just going to stay on the ground for
yeah,
right
just
now.
Wait.
Just drink the potion. That's it.
Yeah. And wait, see, I mean, Della might be able to take him out.
Maybe.
On her turn.
Yeah, he's low. Well, he's at zero, so he's got what?
And the air elemental's
there,
negative
too. 20.
The air elemental can move in as well.
Okay.
Barry Connick Jr., still unconscious.
Yes, stable and unconscious.
The remaining bodyguard.
Oh, and Lork falls out of his rage. So he is now fatigued.
You are fatigued and... Are you above zero?
Yes, I'm above zero. I'm at 7 hit points.
Okay, Lork is fatigued. That's the least of his problems.
Yeah.
The bodyguard...
Which one?
Attack the only... Oh, they're both dead.
They're both dead.
Oh, they're both dead.
Only the one holding Della, or what's her face?
Droja.
Droja. Yeah.
It's Baron's turn.
Baron steps within 20 feet of General Karguk. And he says... Time to die.
That's all he says?
Yeah.
That was it?
It's pithy. I like it.
It was short. I like it.
Give him hell, Baron.
22 against touch AC.
The fuck yeah,
oh
man.
Oh my god, Baron, please.
I wish I had said up close and deadly.
Oh,
you're killing me.
2 weeks in a row?
I thought you were out of grit.
People were all over you about
no,
that.
I have 2 grit points left. 12 points of damage.
Oh, my man.
He's in the negative.
Not going to cut the mustard, but yeah, he is in the negative now. He went from disabled to in the negative. Ingrahild. Ah, God, there's just a pile of bodies between her and the general.
Can't believe that.
Now, if she steps up, she'll provoke from the general.
Mm-hmm.
So she does so.
Yeah, she has a path to do it.
Yep, she's going to step up and provoke from the general. Natty 15.
31 to hit?
He hits.
Troy did it in front of us.
Yep. Rolled it in front of you. Oh. Two sixes and a five.
Oh. Dude, you're going to kill Ingrahild too.
Ingrahild's 100% unconscious.
Oh, God.
Well, she has die hard.
She has die hard, so she's stabilized. I just want to make sure she's not permadead. No, she's at like -4. Ingrahild unconscious.
You should see the... Somebody take a picture of this. There's bodies everywhere. Okay.
Meanwhile, back at the dam. I don't know what you guys know about giant gars, but,
I know a lot about regular gars, regular-sized gars.
Imagine them just a lot more garish. It will attempt to maintain the grapple, and if it does, it will swallow Galabras whole. Natty 19.
Dude.
Yeah.
Galabras has been eaten. It does automatic bludgeoning damage.
This is the second time you've been swallowed, right? Mm-hmm.
15 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
Wait. Wait, there's no... You can't get out of that. You have to have a light weapon, remember? We went through this with...
A star knife.
He has a star knife.
Yeah.
I'll cut your way out with that.
Yeah. See you in years.
The other thing is, we don't know where he is. I mean, Droja, I guess, knows where he is. Or she can guess.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, did we see no effect yet of the... I thought it was going to come by. I thought the water was going to come through and take out the general and the other orcs right by us, but not hit us. No, is that happened by any chance?
It's going to fill up the moat, but it's only been 12 seconds. Excuse me, it's only been 6 seconds since he pulled that. So the water is starting.
Yeah, you're right. Water's not real fast. Once freed,
it doesn't automatically try to fill spaces that it flows
yeah,
through.
Yeah, it almost instantaneously.
6 seconds isn't
one,
really that long.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And let me tell you what the water's doing. Gosh!
Well, I will say the orcs in the moat are no longer a real threat.
Yes.
I roll to see how many of them drown outright. Some may survive, but it has possibly saved your life. At what cost, Matthew?
At what cost, indeed?
At what cost?
This is the music Galabras is hearing right now.
Underwater. Yeah.
Inside its belly.
Much like Jonah in the belly of the Leviathan.
It is...
My faith is tested.
It is Galabras' turn.
I'm gonna... I'm gonna pull out my wand of Summon Monster 3.
Very good idea.
You're
good
teleporting idea. Him inside?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Blow him up.
Troy's got that face, look
Gary!
On his face where it's like.
Last time, Gary! I need you!
I think it's safe to say that this has never been done again.
Troy has that look on his face. He's like, I haven't prepared for this.
Galabras, while wedged inside the belly of this beast.
Yeah, where's your index card for this, Troy?
Begin summoning, yeah. Give me an hour, and I'll look this up.
Round 8. Della, followed by Karguk.
Actually, my friend, it's the air elemental's turn.
It is the air elemental's turn.
The air elemental is going to fly into flanking position.
Smart.
And try to slam Karguk.
Okay.
With a harpsichord.
With a harpsichord. Ding, ding. Here we go.
Ooh.
19 to hit.
He's enlarged.
Hit.
Yes!
Yeah.
7 points of damage.
Karguk falls.
Yeah! Get out of here!
Woo! Yeah!
Harry Connick Jr.! Harry Connick Jr.!
The most powerful air elemental of all time, Harry Connick Jr.
Okay. And that's Della's turn.
Yep. Roll a perception check.
15.
The orcs on the barricade start flooding into the fort, but only half of them.
Oh, shit.
Others start running. The ones scared by Galabras. That is what you see. Della's turn.
Della drops the flaming scimitar and draws her bow with the orc slaying arrow and draws it back at the guy holding Droja.
Okay.
And she says, let her go.
Ooh. I like it.
Troy doesn't know what to do.
I literally don't know what to do. It looks around. Everyone's dead, but he sees there's people coming. As far as he knows, the rest of the camp is coming.
And Della says, they might kill us in the end, but you won't be among them.
Oh, badassery.
Take your best shot.
Oh, shit.
There's an invitation.
Della casts True Strike on herself.
Oh, he's holding it. He's holding it. Holding. Kargik, done. Lork. Not threatened by anybody.
Any more potions there, buddy?
Yeah, Lork is going to do his last potion of Cure Moderate Wounds.
Last?
He feels so fucking pathetic. He's just going to drink a potion of Cure Moderate Wounds. 8 points of healing.
God damn, man.
So shitty.
BCJ, still unconch. Bodyguards.
Still unconch.
Dead. Baron.
Kind of want to let Della resolve the pickle she's gotten herself into with Droja herself. Have I seen Lork taking potions and that he's okay?
Yeah, you're standing right over him.
Yeah. You see Lork is
healed. Just wanted to confirm. Cause
I'm sorry, and I'll stand up. I forgot I was down. I'm sorry, I'll stand up.
So...
mess of a map. Piles.
See Lork stand up, and I say, good to have you back in the fight, brother.
Good to be back.
You're very calm about all this.
Umlo's still down.
Yeah, Umlo's down. Ingrihil's down. Umlo received healing, though, from Galabras.
Yeah,
so
he got
he was bleeding
at least
out,
stabilized by my channel.
All the other orcs are too far away. I'm going to... Can I do a perception check to see if Ingrihild is holding a potion of cure, any type of wound? Because I don't have any.
I'd say there's a potion of cure light.
There's a potion of cure light on my belt if you want to take it off my belt.
No, that's too much. But let's say it's on her.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
And I'm ready to go. So I roll
one. Could very easily be 2 hit points if I rolled it.
1d8 plus 1?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nothing but 2s out of this D8 lately. 3 points.
She's still unconscious, but again, she's stabilized. She's not dying, but she's not helping.
Yeah, I was just trying to get her up.
Appreciate that, Baron.
And it was Ingrihild's turn, and now Galabras and the giant Gar.
In the belly of this great fish appears a celestial wolverine.
Come on.
Of somewhat familiar visage.
Get out of here! You summoned Benverine?
Yes, Benverine! He's with me here in the belly of the Leviathan!
And he
strikes!
Jazz claws.
Lork could die happy right now.
Natty 18.
Yeah, 18, that's a 22 to hit.
It rips at it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And 6 points of damage. Second claw attack.
Natural 20!
Natural 20!
Benverine!
Vinion die!
No, did not confirm, but that's max damage, so that's 8 damage.
Oh, Benverine.
So he's done 14 total damage to the skin of the belly.
And he's going to bite 16 to hit.
16 hits?
Yes!
Oh, the belly.
Yeah, so he's just biting
from the inside.
Yeah, you certainly have to be able to.
4 points of damage.
4 points of damage. Whoo! All right, so that was 6. I totally lost count because I was just so excited.
It was 14.
Oh, but this is all against the skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Benverine, the ghost of Benverine, rips apart the skin.
Yeah!
Rips
the hole!
There's an opening there.
Yeah!
Dude, this is amazing.
I think I have 2 rounds of flight left. I use one to fly out into the river and make my escape.
Galabras flies.
Oh my god.
Out.
How can you not play Pathfinder every single day?
Oh, that's amazing.
Like,
that really
on.
Amazing thing.
Amazing.
I just realized that's also incredibly important, not just because if you had died, we would have lost the armor of Oskroth and the hammer of Oskroth.
Right. Yeah, and the gem, bottom of the too. River. Right.
As you fly out, you feel a burst of cold air hit you.
Huh.
Roll a reflex save.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Nice.
23. Oh no, sorry, 19.
You take 15 points of damage.
Of just what? Cold damage?
This is what Galabras feels.
What the fuck? Is that right. The end of his turn?
I'm at minus 8.
Galabras
falls.
Was this still in the water? Was this after I breached?
As you came
the
out, some strange readied action hit you with a burst of cold air.
So I fall back into the river.
Galabras begins to fall back in. I wish you guys could see everyone's faces.
I mean, my face is the face of negative 8 hit points means he's unconscious, which means one round in the water and he's permanently dead.
He could have flown over the land. I mean, it's up to...
Right, yes. He will. Oh, so he will permanently die next round?
Yeah, no, if he's in the water. You said he's falling slowly, he might not be in the water yet, but I'm just saying.
So I'm thinking he burst out of the water at a 45-degree angle, basically. So as he got out, he was above ground. So the water's edge is here, and he's like here.
Roll a d6. Shades of Gormley. 3 for 6, he falls in the water and will need to be saved by the end of this turn.
Wait, 3 for 6?
4 through 6 lands in the water.
One.
You land on the land.
Okay.
Right on the other side.
All right, so I get an extra round to live.
Jeez.
Which none of us know. Right.
Galabras is bleeding out, and no one knows. Della.
What a fucking hero.
Della is she has the orc slaying arrow pointed at this guy's face, and she says, "I've killed many before. I'll probably kill many more. I have no problem killing once more."
You hear Tim Roth's voice in your head, speaking about evil, speaking about the sickness, and him not wanting you to have it. And there you are, with an orc slaying arrow, an arrow meant to kill, drawn on this orc.
Glowing with true strike.
Roll to hit.
Natural 19. So that's a, 39 to hit?
Plus your bonus.
What bonus?
Your attack bonus. Plus 20 on top of your attack bonus.
So 40-something to hit?
And minus 4 with a...
And minus 4, yeah. Right. So,
you basically put it right between the eyes.
It's 100% dead. I'm not even rolling the fortitude save.
Yeah.
So it's just like... That arrow is so powerful. Boom!
Head snaps back.
Drosia, for her part, grabs the blade that he was using to hold her, the dagger, and goes over to Karguk and just starts stabbing him violently in
fuck,
the neck.
Yeah, yeah.
You're only grinding metal.
Away at him.
He's down, Ripley.
He's down, Ripley. Troy doesn't get that.
Della turns to the other and says, Where's Galabras?
We must flee.
He left us.
Do you hear the water?
He wouldn't leave us.
He must have unleashed the dam.
What?
We must flee.
To the bell tower?
Jeepers. Yeah, I mean, your options right now are to go back into the keep and out through the latrine, but that's going to take you back to the moat.
I say we get high ground in the bell tower.
Where did he go? He opened the dam. Which way is it?
The dam, it's over to the southwest. Excuse me, the southeast. It's far from here.
Go through the middle building. See what's in there on the way.
Hark.
Hark.
That is my dying wish, that you discover what was in the middle building.
All right, Lork is going to try to move with all haste to the dam entrance. I mean, obviously not into the moat, but from above, do we know a route there?
Barry Connick Jr. is still unconscious.
Umlo's still unconscious.
Umlo's still unconscious, and Ingrid is still unconscious.
Oh, right.
We don't have any reason to think he'd be dying either.
But there's nothing we can do. I'm out of potions.
I have potions. I can rouse them. I'm pretty down.
Maybe you can rouse them.
Maybe. Just leave Ingrid and Umlo to die.
And we have four.
No, they're not going to die.
No, but we have to get out of here before these guys on the ramparts get down here.
They could coup de grace them if we ran away.
It's true. But if we just stand here.
So she's telling us to get out of there. Is that because the area we're currently standing in will also be flooded?
She's just...
Hey, wait, no, Drosia can heal. No. Drosia can heal, can't she?
Yeah, Drosia can heal. But she stabbed away at Karguk. But she can heal. She can heal next round.
All right, so...
She can do Cure Serious.
So...
She's like, just give me 6 seconds. And I can heal.
All right, so I think we should let Roja heal one of them. I'll do the potion on the other, and then we should run towards the dam. I mean, that's all we know is Glabrous is there.
If it's more than 80 feet away, I won't be able to get there before.
I can't even begin to imagine, like, Lork's mindset right now. Or what he would do, or what would happen. Like, it's such an absurd situation. There's absolutely no way for us to know, like, where Galabras is or what to do for Galabras.
Well, she told us he was by the dam.
We would want to go to the dam,
so yeah. Whatever. Like, how many rounds does that take if we're going to wait for healing, if we're going to wait for the orcs to come down?
Well,
like,
we know basically how far it is based on the map we've had from Calrian since the beginning.
She told us he's at the dam?
She said, I hear water rushing. He must have went to the dam.
He probably flew. He could fly with all speed. But shouldn't he be back by now?
If that's where he went, who knows? But the moat must be filling up.
But we're safe here, aren't we?
For now. Depending on how many of those orcs survive, if any. Not to mention the ones on the
battlements.
All right, then I'm down for moving towards the dam entrance along with Lork.
Yep.
I can get there the fastest. I can cast Expeditious Retreat and just move faster, but that's not going to get me there in a round.
Well, if there's anyone there to fight, you're not in great shape.
No.
Amlo, Ingrihild, Barry Connick Jr., all unconscious. I'm assuming you don't want to rise Kargek in the bodyguards.
Stop it.
Okay. Surprised Della hasn't already asked to search the bodies.
I say to Droja.
I was Gormley.
Can you heal Amlo? Can you bring him up?
Yes, I just need a moment.
Next for what?
Next round.
All right, oh. So we wait 6 seconds.
All right. So can she try to bring up Umlo, and you try to bring up... All
right, so you're all waiting around. There's nothing you guys can do this round. Nobody has anything that can rouse one of them.
I have a potion.
Okay.
But so, I took my action, so someone else can take my potion and do it. Baron, you can grab my potion.
So, Baron, who are you going to wake up?
I'm going to wake up Ingrihild, since she's been with us so long.
Okay.
What strength?
It's Cure Light.
So, 1d8 plus 1. Don't roll 2. Don't roll 7! Yeah. 8.
Ingrihild is awake.
Nice.
She wakes up, stands up, and begins rushing towards Umla. But she has no more potions. And the rest of you are waiting. So, in the courtyard, you guys are waiting one round for Droja to help Barry Connick Jr. and Umla.
We're basically...
And then you want to grab shit... and get the hell out of there to go see Galabras.
Yeah, go to the dam. If he hasn't come back, then Lork is going to go to the dam.
Meanwhile, at the dam, Galabras, one round away from death.
He was a -8.
So 2 rounds.
Oh, because he didn't land in the water.
Oh, his con is 10.
His con is 10.
So 2 rounds.
Sandaled feet walk towards the unconscious body of Galabras. A hand reaches out, touches Galabras, and stabilizes him.
That was the ready to action. It's fucking Brander, dude!
What? Oh my god.
He knew where he was.
Galabras is unconscious, but we'll say the last thing his eyes saw as they were adjusting to full unconsciousness is the face of Brander.
Oh shit.
Laying hands upon him. Well, dear boy. I told you we would meet again. Seems as if you've come fully into your powers and become quite the hero in the process. This is twice now that I've saved your life. And what gratitude have you shown me? None. Well, dear boy, the prophecies have rung true, and you have become great. Unfortunately for you, your story now comes to a close. And he lays his hands on Galabras' head. Goes back to the inner bailing.
God damn it! I can't do all the sound design that fast.
He cast stabilize. That was his standard action. Played by the book.
Yeah, played it by the book.
Della.
Actually, he did ready in action.
Okay.
Shot cold.
It's playing it by the book.
Della will cast...
That was a zero-level spell. Stabilize.
Della will cast Expeditious Retreat. on herself, which gives her an extra 30 feet of movement
speed. Extra 30 feet of movement.
She'll grab Karguk's magic weapon, whatever it was, and run for the dam.
Just grabs Karguk's longsword.
Yeah. Greatsword.
Greatsword, excuse me. And begins running. And make it to... which way are you going?
Which way did we say we're going?
To the dam.
To the dam.
Yeah, but which way? This is a sandbox, baby.
South.
You go middle
west.
Buildings. You go and climb in the wall.
There's doors right here, which would be the fastest way to get there, I think.
You can go... Yeah.
By the kennels, but the kennels, we haven't seen what's inside of them.
So either
way, we're going to get...
Dire wolves.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we do know.
But what if...
John!
Do you like it when I'm close to you on the mic?
I mean, you've been drinking, so...
Like, Troy, you smell like fireball. It's just cinnamon gum.
She'll run for the door. She's not going to do the middle of the doors. Sorry.
So she runs for...
Oh, come on.
To go to the guard tower? I like how she said, run to the door. Which door? There's 20 doors!
The one that Grant was discussing.
It's like a wall. It's like a...
The portcullis that is down.
It's
on the other side of that is where the dire wolves are.
I have to go through the middle building.
So.
All right.
I have my scimitar, too. I dropped it before. But
oh, my God.
I picked it back up after I killed the orc.
Troy, can you just promise me that you're not killing Galabras because you're on Fireball right now?
I didn't drink Fireball.
I'm arresting you for a D&D UI.
He was drinking Midori sours.
So yeah.
It was rum chata.
Della grabs her scimitar, grabs the greatsword, runs for the door of the middle of the building, kicks down the door and moves.
So 17 move actions?
Well, however, however many.
So that took 24 seconds.
Whatever.
All right, so you get to the
door. She already had the scimitar.
You get to the door after grabbing all these weapons.
I don't know.
And move
after I shot the door.
You see a midden. You know what a midden is?
Nope.
That's a trash heap.
Yeah, it's like it's a garbage dump. And you would think most likely it's for the mess hall, which is probably connected to the midden.
Okay.
There's cracked bones everywhere, discarded animal hides, rotten meat, and just other shit filling the whole area. It stinks. There is a staircase leading up, which you would know leads to where the hill giant was that was throwing boulders at you.
Ah.
And there are also there's double doors at the end of the room.
There's double doors on her right also.
Yep, double doors ahead of you, double doors on your right, and a single door on your left, which just leads to a tiny little room.
But she... if she had the map, she would know.
Okay,
so the double doors straight ahead are going to give you one more room to get into the next area.
Surely my move action's over by now.
Whatever, we're all following. Are you doing this in
initiative? Yeah, I mean, your move action is over by now. Yeah, so I'm just trying to get through this. So
I would head for the straightest path to the dam.
And that is it.
And we're all following.
Lork, so you're just following.
And I think Lork might be falling behind. I'm thinking, like, all of these things that we, all of what we gave to Lork to bring him back, I think that maybe he has another situation where he's been injured pretty bad. So I think that his knee is, like, really, really messed up. And he's, like, limping along trying to keep up. But he's falling behind.
He's doing the best he can.
He's doing the best he can, but he's just not... He's not at 100% by any means.
Drosia wakes up Umlo. Umlo comes to and stands up. Are you just carrying Barry Connick Jr.?
No, well...
You can.
Yeah, I'll carry
Still
Barry Connick
Jr. Still a baby bear for now. It's growing every day, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've mentioned that. All right, so you're all just like... meanwhile, back at the dam. Brander, played by Damian Lewis, lays his hands upon Galabras. I can't believe I'm doing this. Galabras, Skid, roll a will save. That was the DC of the will save.
Oh, 24. I just saw the 4 and I was like, it was 14?
There are two things I want from you, dear boy. All these powers you have, you think they come from the goddess. Oh, no. They come from a much deeper place. Two things I want from you. And the first I will take right now. And he pushes his thumbs into your temples and just like head goes back up and he just starts like shaking. And
That was not a little girl laughing. That was from the Sirenscape.
We don't keep little girls chained up in here when we record at all. It's not something we do.
Galabras's intelligence and charisma are permanently one.
Oh my god.
Made of a vegetable?
Ooh.
Meanwhile, back at the midden.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, man! Oh my god. How can you do that? By the book.
We're still in combat action. Della keeps running.
Della keeps running. You guys make it into the next room. There is a giant horse carcass on the table with a giant's hand sticking out of the middle of it, like a weird, disgusting feast. And the hand is twitching.
No way.
What?
Reginald!
What is going on in this place? You keep moving through?
Yeah. Just keep moving.
You guys keep moving. You keep moving. Dun, keep moving. Dun, 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 you keep moving. Dun, 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 dun. You finally make it to the dam. You see Galabras' body lying on the ground to the left of the dam.
Do we see that? Fuck, Damian Lewis!
You see a thin man dressed all in black. 60, 70 feet in the air above him.
Oh my god.
Sorry, friends. You're a little too late. But I'll be enjoying this in the meantime. For this is Agrimosh, the hammer of unmaking. And I shall strike it on the forge of Minderhall. And all of Galarian will be mine. And he flies off with the hammer.
Can Lork get a shot?
Sure.
Here he comes, natural 20! 7.
Casts overland flight on himself, and he is gone.
Della rushes to Galabras.
Yeah, I run down too.
Yeah, we run down to Galabras.
And Galabras is just laying there, eyes glazed over.
Galabras!
Lork falls down next to him, does a heal check. 14.
I'll do a heal check too. 28.
He is alive. He is breathing. You see a bite mark taken out of him. You see a wolverine in the river nearby, torn to shreds. But you don't know what's going on. Doesn't make sense. His eyes are open. He's looking right at you, but there's nobody home.
Lork is slapping him on the face.
Nothing. Droja says, stand back, stand back.
Lork stands up.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I feel... What is wrong? She gets down on her knees next to Galabras, and she's like, he knows who you are, but I fear that this is a fate worse than death. Come, grab him. We must make haste.
Oh, God.
Haste is made.
I don't know if anybody else can take him.
We have the belt of heavy load. I can put that on and help you.
No, it doesn't work with characters.
Never mind.
It only works with, like, equipment and stuff.
Umlo can help.
Yeah, Umlo and Ingrahild can both
Umlo
help.
Umlo and Ingrahild.
Grab his body!
Galabras. Where are we going?
Jesus.
Back to the boat.
To the boat.
Let's go. And you hear, you see bodies of orcs, bloated orcs, coming over where the dam used to be, just washing up on shore, and you see this giant fish come out of the water, just like eating at the orcs, ripping
them apart.
Does he still
have the armor on?
Yes, he still has the armor on.
Okay.
So he's heavy, but they've got him. They've got him, and they say, we gotta run for it. They may not have all drowned, Droja says.
All right.
Let's do it.
Run.
Let's move into the woods.
Yeah, but Lork is slow. It's definitely slow.
Lork has fallen behind. Instead of ranging ahead, like when you first came to Red Lake Fort, you're ranging behind.
He's like, keep going! I'll catch up! Don't wait for me!
Eventually, I mean, hours later, you make it back to the shore, and you see Rag's boat docked, like hidden in some reeds nearby. He sees you. He jumps out into the water, rushes to the shore, helps, grabs Galabras, grabs the rest of the fallen
Somebody's got Barry Connick Jr., I'm assuming.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You got Barry Connick Jr. I'll bring him on board, and, I mean, there's no longer even any threat. If any orcs survived, it was half a dozen or a dozen or so, and they were waterlogged and probably trying to administer to each other, whereas the rest of them may have just ran off into the woods. So you're no longer under any threat, and you're back on the Chelish Devil.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Haurex immediately administers to Barry Connick Jr. As best she can. You know, she heals him up. Barry Connick's awake, you know. And Rag takes off back down the Esk. And you're back on the keelboat.
Is there any time for any alone time or anything like that? Like, is time passing?
Yeah. It's going to take you 14, or how long was it?
Should be shorter back because you don't need draft horses pulling
you
up the river.
It'll be a little bit faster.
You're going downstream.
You're probably going to want to stop and see Cowrie Ann.
Well, I just imagine the scene where Lork... I think Lork might feel... I just imagine the scene of Lork, of Lork sitting in a cabin within the hull of the ship with Galabras alone, and his body's just laying there, you know.
And his eyes are open. He's
have to like force feed him, like
yeah,
can't intravenously feed him.
Fuck. So his eyes are open, and Lork is just kind of sitting next to him, and he's looking down at the sword. He's just holding the sword, and he's looking at the symbol of Gorum, and looking at Galabras, and looking at the symbol of Gorum, and he's just thinking, like, I don't think Gorum backed me. I think that he chose the orcs. I think that when I showed Kargak the weapon, he said, I know orc-forged steel when I see it. It was an orc weapon that he was using, and he may be a half-orc, but he clearly wasn't sharp enough to wield it, and the combination with like the curse, like now it has passed to Galabras in his mind, and there is nothing that he can do about it because even the gods are not on his side. They can't overpower this curse. He thought maybe they could, but
thinks he maybe picked the wrong god.
Maybe. I mean, it's a tough struggle. It's sort of like, did God fail you, or is there no God, or was it your own weakness and you need to have stronger faith? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the struggle. But he's looking at Galabras and looking at the sword and just, you know, he doesn't know. He just doesn't know.
Yeah, you imagine you get back on the boat and there's just this pandemonium, there's exhaustion as well. So this time passes and you're keeping vigil, and this is all going through your head. Baron, you get on board, and you know, after you catch your bearings and like heal up to full hit points, knowing Baron,
I was at full hit points before that battle ended, by the way.
That's right.
No one ever attacked me.
You see the carving that you made on the net and fishing system.
Yeah.
And you see, you know, Gormley, the carving of Gormley. You see all your old friends, Ben Vereen and everything, and you see Galabras just cutting potatoes, and you wonder, like, maybe you'll change, keep working on this on the way back to keep your mind right. What else is going on through Baron's head?
Baron is thinking that the mission we were sent on by the city council was to keep Trunau safe. And after learning what we did about Grenzeldeck and everything else, and
Storm Tyrant Volstis,
who is going to plan to... He has... Her note mentioned armies. They want to take over the little folk. He knows that the mission technically isn't done. That we may have achieved one goal, so he's even wondering... I want to return Galabras maybe to people that might know more at the temple in Trunau, But at the same time, I almost want to just, like, meet up with Calrian, see if she has any Knights of Ozum aid she could give us, and then try to follow the trail where it went dead.
Just throw him overboard.
No. No, weird. You awful bastard.
I don't know why. That's you would weird. Say that, Baron. That's cruel. But yeah, yeah, I mean, it, that makes sense for Baron. Like, the mission is far from over. Mission one is done.
I also think about how Droja's visions that she showed us in the tent, one of them kind of came true. We saw Galabras's former master show up again, and I'm wondering what will come of my own and everyone else's that was seen in there.
Della, you're back on board. Maybe everything isn't so exciting and new anymore.
No, I think this is everything that she thought she had left behind, all of the death and destruction. I think when Lork is not with Galabras, she's with him too, trying to rouse him, trying to get him to speak constantly. And I think she's decided, over the course of this journey, she's deciding that she's going to kill Brander. It's what she's used to.
Perhaps the sickness has taken hold. You're sitting vigil there, and Rag comes in the middle of the night.
He pointed to Joe, by the way.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You, Lork. Great for radio.
Lork is sitting vigil.
He comes by you. I'm so sorry you've faced so much loss on your journey. I'm glad to see the belt kept you alive.
Oh, you did, but I'm afraid I didn't do it justice. I'm not much of a gladiator. I'm not much of anything.
Part of a gladiator's job is staying alive. Perhaps it's his most important job. So for that, you succeeded.
Aye.
But at what cost?
At that I did. But I'd gladly trade my life for his.
He looks at Galabras.
I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I believe this young man was too good for you. And what I mean by that is, the world is a terrible, evil place. And what you said about the coming doom is true. It's only going to get worse. Men like him, men that are pure of heart and good, they can't survive in this world. At a certain point, you've got to get in touch with the evil within and find a way to control it.
Not if it wasn't for his goodness, I'd have died long ago. He saved my life many times. And I couldn't save his. Not once. But I suppose that if your goal is staying alive, well, I've done that. But it's not much of a life, I'll tell you that.
And he's sort of like opening up a little bit to him because he knows that he feels the same way.
Yeah.
Like, he knows that Rag has had a rough life.
There's a reason he retired to boat captain.
Right.
Because at least out there, the worst he's going to face is a river drake.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They say I've...
Well, Droja's on board, right?
Uh-huh.
She tells me that I'm cursed. That everyone around me is destined to die because they know me. And I've tried to protect many people, but they've fallen, and he is just the latest, and he really shouldn't have gone. I worry, to be honest with you, that it might be you next, or one of your crew. I don't know that I should stay here. I just don't know. I didn't believe in curses before, but that Brander, he'll make you believe in the worst evils there are.
He puts his hand on your shoulder, sort of nods and says,
if the river keeps moving this way. I'll get you back to Trunau soon enough.
And he leaves. And you know, the days pass, and eventually Galabras is still in the vegetative state. Eventually you get back to the way station. And you want to stop
shit.
And see Calrianne.
Galabras was totally into Calrianne. It would have been such a nice homecoming meetup.
And, you know, I just see this sort of playing out without role-playing. It's like you're just looking at the scene of Calrianne. Just, you know, she's a knight. She's not going to start weeping, but there's sadness in her eyes. Maybe in a way she thought he could be a knight of Osun.
We also know things about her great-great-great-grandfather,
right? So you tell her this whole story, and she's so gracious, but at the same time, you know, it's one of those things like, oh, thank you so much. I feel so much better.
And Lork also, without role-playing, Lork also explains to her how pivotal Galabras was in connecting with Fabian, in drawing out exactly what was going on, in ending the spiritual haunt of that fort. You know what I mean? We talk about finding her great uncle, his body, all that stuff. Like, and that Galabras was absolutely pivotal to the entire thing.
And she says something to the effect like, if he ever is cured of this, send him to me. We could use a man like him in the Knights of Osun. Though we worship Yomadai, we are friends to Desna. And I had a great sense about him. Thank you for all that you've done. For giving me the signet ring, you know, that you found on the...
Yeah, her great uncle.
And telling her the story and putting her ancestor to rest.
Give her back the map she always carries with her.
Thank you. I'll need this for the next group of travelers.
It's like a World of Warcraft quest. It just keeps on repeating.
Eventually you turn to go down the Kestrel.
She's like, well, I need to go back and get fucked up by those orcs again for the next band of adventurers
for the next
that
giant
comes through.
Players.
Yeah.
Oh, and she also makes it clear, like, now that we know that there has been, like, a substantial threat taken away from that fort, we're going to send a battalion to Red Lake Fort and try and take it back.
I'd hoped that.
I tell them... How long is that going to hold? Armies of giants.
I tell her to build giant-sized embattlements.
Very smart. And, you know, maybe they're
and
not...
keep the moat flooded.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also a monster in there that will eat you if
it's
you jump in
the water. Growing out of a horse.
Yeah, be careful of that twitchy hand and the horse carcass.
Also, if you could search the bodies and just, like, send anything our way.
And there's portcullis traps literally everywhere in sight. Don't go walking
She's
around
just like
without
in a pad
perception
of paper.
Checks.
Wait, hold on. I'm writing this down. Portcullis traps, a hand, and a horse.
Bring a mason to fix the insides where the giants were. They knocked all the walls down.
Sorry, you're going too fast.
There's also a bunch of secret ways into the fort. You're probably going to want to seal those up.
There's a cauldron you might want to get rid of. It's been a lot of blood magic going on.
Can you just give me a map?
It's a unique fixer-upper opportunity.
Yeah, it's a fixer-upper.
So that all happens, and you eventually turn to go back around down the Kestrel. And Drosia, throughout all of this, has been trying to, like, see Galabras. But I'm assuming Lork is sort of reticent to allow her full access, you know. But in the time that you do allow her to come, she's poring over him and trying to figure this out. And as the days...
You know what? I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think that I'm really kind of... I think Lork is really... would really have a hard time just not straight up killing her.
Why?
Why?
Because she allowed Brander to find him. She's directly responsible for this.
And for losing the hammer.
Now, Lork holds himself obviously culpable for everything he's culpable of. And, you know, kind of is starting to believe the curse a little bit. But, like... the only thing that's holding him back from literally murdering her is that he doesn't believe it was intentional.
Right.
That she revealed it. But her vision is what connected Brander to Galabras.
Right.
So
she's aware of that. That's why
really
she's
really touchy with her.
She's tentative about, like, coming to see him, but she's also, like, she wants to help. She wants to show that, like, she dreamed of you as being the architects of her freedom, like she said, and you eventually came saved her.
It was also everyone's choice to have their future seen by her.
Right. It was actually Galabras who put his hand on Lork's shoulder and nodded. Go.
I mean, I foresee, like, Galabras has a house in Trunau. I mean, we freed her. I think she owes Galabras stewardship. Like, she should be there, become his caretaker until, you know, we can restore his mind.
I think that's a great idea. And if you bring that up to her, she pledges to stand by his side. And if you slowly allow her more time with him, she basically says, you know, this Brander, this magic that he used, it can be cured, but you need a magician of much higher level. you need someone, you need an arcane or a divine spellcaster of much greater powers than I to release him from this.
I tell her of Silvermane. I describe him to you, and that he was an architect of the Vault of Thorns. He was involved in protecting the lands we just re-scoured of orcs and...
Perhaps the Silvermane. And if you'd go on to tell him a little bit more, and she's like, my fear is if he retired, as it were, into this council of in this ivory tower back in Trunau, he may not be of the power either, but it is worth a shot. You need to, for the rest of your time, try and find someone of high enough power to bring him back. But if the magic, if the aura that I'm feeling off this body is correct, you may never find someone with that power. But
Della draws her
to stand by his side until then.
Della draws her scimitar and says, I pledge my life to finding the man that can bring our friend back and to killing this fellow who took him away from us.
Lork, in his times alone with him, with Galabras, when he's having difficulty reconciling what happened with his faith and all that stuff with the battle with the general, it's just playing over and over again in his head. He runs up and he misses. He runs up and he misses, like over and over and over. And it's just like, where was God then? Where was Gorham then? And so while he's thinking about that, if Galabras sits up, if Galabras seems to be like aware for any period of time, he is privately and talking to Galabras and telling him that he is going to hunt down Brander, that he is going to find Brander, that he is, you know, like he believes he hears it. You know?
Yeah.
He believes, he hears it, and he's like, we are going to bring you back.
From time to time, you can see just a little tear sort of trickle from Galabras' eyes as he stares off into space.
I ask, I think it out this way. He said right in front of us in his weird supervillain way that he was going to Minderhall, so I know we need to get there eventually. But I asked Droja...
Minderhall's Forge.
Minderhall's Forge. But I asked Droja, the way he peered into your magics to where he found us, are you capable of any form of scrying upon him so that we could hunt him down?
It is possible, but if even trying to read your young friends in the mist and was blocked by this man, and it wasn't until we used the power of the hammer to see through his magic... Mm. I would need something as powerful as that hammer again. Mm. And I do not sense that in any of your possessions. And so, you eventually make it back down the Kestrel. Just think about all the things you went through. You know, I mean, the siege on Trunau,
it's insane!
Like forever ago. You know, coming up the river, all those fights and the sabotage and Malira. And then you go through the Vault of Thorns to, you know, you think this is place, we're gonna find some good stuff in the Vault of Thorns to help us against the giants. Benverine dies. Gormley dies. Iwiga double cross. You finally make it out of there. You make it to Red Lake Fort, and Galabras is like on the edge of death time and time again, but is somehow saved by Desna's grace.
From that first time we went in with the patrol, the hill giant, he was dazed.
Yeah.
And it didn't hit his AC.
One more hit, permadeath. I mean, that's happened so many times. This happened to a lot of you, but it just felt like something was happening with Galabras. He was marked for death and saved by Desna. And then this Brander comes, saves him, but takes everything from him. With a spell that Droja at least believes is worse than death.
can be broken, sure, maybe, but you are nowhere near being able to do it. And eventually you start walking back towards Trunau. It takes a couple days. You're unmolested. No random encounters.
You know what else is crazy? Sorry. It's that we don't really have... Galabras has been our, like...
Moral compass?
Moral compass. For lack of a non-metagaming term, like wisdom leader. You know what I mean? Like Lork is not very intelligent. He is a little bit wiser. He's older. He's experienced, but more so in tactical war situations and battle and stuff.
Different
like
kind
that.
Of wisdom.
Exactly.
World like
Della
wisdom.
Della is a dancer and a fighter. Baron is a marksman and a brewer. But we're just not really equipped.
We don't have his knowledge. Either.
We don't have his knowledge. You know what I mean? We're just not equipped. And Droja is such a weirdo. And, you know, like we have allies now in Umlo and Ingrahild, but it's just not the same as Galabras. That's a huge missing piece, you know, in terms of like leadership within the group.
And in a world that always has campaigns that rely on so much ancient evil and stuff rising up and ancient magics of different varieties, just from a technical standpoint, not having someone to help figure it out is awful.
You've lost your holy guys. You've lost your holy man.
Right.
I think I'm thinking more and more that Della is going to disavow her father's atheist ways, which we can talk about another time, and embrace Desna.
Bold choice.
Bold choice.
There's more to that.
In a world where gods demonstrably exist, if I may call back.
Well, we know that we know.
See, that's why we need Galabras.
Well, we online
lines like that.
Della's father was a cleric, but then was he still a cleric?
Ah.
What's going on? I mean, you've seen visions and you've had flashbacks and all this other stuff. Della is on Reggie at a slow trot, bringing her back to Trunau. You have a horse now. Barry Connick Jr. has almost doubled in size in this trip back.
Jesus.
I mean, he's getting big fast. I mean, potatoes for days. He's getting bigger. He's getting bigger, and he's getting stronger. And you see, even in the midst of all this, Lork has taken the time to, like, try to train Barry, because he knows. This
I mean, honestly, Barry is the only thing that is keeping him attached right now to his faith.
Yeah.
You know, like, he came to him in a magical place through Gorham, and he seems to be getting stronger. He didn't die. He's affectionate to him, to Lork. You know what I mean? Like, he's following him, and I don't know. Like, otherwise, Lork, I think, could just give it up. He could just be like, this sort of bullshit. But this animal, this wild animal, is following him as a companion. That has to be divine, you know?
Eventually, you make it maybe a mile away from Trunau. And in the distance, you can hear, like, donk, donk, donk. Hammers hitting nails as they're rebuilding still from the siege on Trunau. And you think that, like, even though Trunau survived and you stopped the threat of Red Lake Fort, how many people died in just the siege of Trunau? How many people from your own party died? It's a microcosm of the macrocosm of how many people died in the siege on Trunau. And now you have this storm tyrant, Volstis, amassing an army of giants deep within a hidden valley in the Mindspin Mountains, dedicated to a defunct god, Minderhall. You have directions to a treasure-filled tomb, of a famed giant killer that is most likely on the way to this hidden valley that you have a map of. And you hear those hammers in the distance as the town is being rebuilt. You think of Galabras saying in the ivory hall, this is the only home I've ever known. But then Gormley's words echo through your minds, because I'm sure she said them to you, and not just to Kessin Plum, that this town will never stand. And you wonder if it's true. End of book two.
Oh
my god.
I just never thought that we would be so sad.
Yeah, right.
After defeating the end.
Take that.